Professor Loudy, can you tell me, what is process technology? What is your department about?
Well, process technology is the study of how a process works. We take a raw material and you process it in some way. In Alaska, our biggest industry that hires process technicians would be the oil and gas industry. But we also supply people in mining, food processing, as well as power generation and petrochemical.
Right now, Bluecrest Energy is looking at hiring some of the students who graduated or soon will graduate, I believe, from your program. And I'm wondering if you can tell me what those students might be able to bring to the table that Bluecrest would be interested in.
Well, we spend a lot of time in the program studying a lot of the facets of the oil and gas industry, knowing that they are one of our bigger customers as far as hiring our graduates. And so for having somebody go through 2 years of comprehensive education in math, English, as well as the technical knowledge necessary for working at a process facility, they get a big jump start on ready to go to work that wouldn't happen for somebody who's strictly hired without any prior knowledge.
You actually had Bluecrest Energy representatives come by the college to scout out your talent?
Well, the initial visit that they did, they just came and looked at our campus and they looked at our course curriculum, and they were really impressed with the talent of the faculty and the facilities that are available at the Kenai Peninsula College. And so they came back on December 3rd and they did interviews with quite a number of students. I think they had something like 12 or 13 or 14 students that they were able to talk to. I think they were really impressed with the knowledge that the students brought.
Do you know yourself what job Bluecrest would be hiring these students for, any students that they decide to pick from your program?
Well, Bluecrest has a brand new onshore facility that is the control room and drill pad site located at mile 151 of the Sterling Highway, and it's down near Anchor Point. And that facility's control room, in order to monitor the flow of oil from their wells, would be controlled by the process technicians.
How important is this control room and the employees who will be working in it? How important is that to Bluecrest's operation trying to drill for oil out in Cook Inlet?
Oil production, the drilling part, that's just one day. That's like drilling the well at your house. It's how you run that water out of the well for the rest of the time that is important. And so the operators are the people that control the flow of the oil out of the life of that well and that production field. And that can happen for 40 or 50 or 60 years, depending on, you know, how robust the field is.
How many of your students generally are hired to go and work into the oil and gas field? Would you say this is one of those programs that imparts a lot of applied skills and students generally can easily find a job?
Well, there's a couple of different studies that I can bring up for that. There was a study done through a research group at the university that determined that the process technology degree is one of the highest paid and the longest continued employment positions that you can get an education for in the state. And it's a two-year degree. The other study I would bring up is the Department of Labor offers placement for people who complete the program. And the last time I looked at that, and it's been quite a number of months, but it was over right around 70% placement.
All right. Thank you very much, Professor Loudy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.